Good morning, Scott and the Big J here in Ultra 6.5, and hopefully she's calmed down enough to talk to us. Jenny Baxter, good morning.
Yes, I'm hoping so too, Scott.
Treasury Mothers.
Good morning to
Let's
you.
Let's not talk iPhone or Android. Let's move
not.
On from that.
Let's move on.
Boy, you did get a little angry earlier.
There's been a tension in here this morning. I think we better go straight to the topic. What's today's topic today, Jenny?
Today we're talking about getting angry and what to do about it.
So what did you do about it?
Well, what did I do about it just then?
Yeah.
Took a few deep breaths
and
thought about Scott being silly. Now he does it all the time.
And
you pull my leg. You pull my leg and suck me in every single time. You're so good at it.
I practice at it.
I'm sure you do.
Yeah, yeah.
You must, because you suck me in every time.
It's called sorry with a smile.
The smiling assassin.
Indeed.
All right, so seriously, though, I mean, this is a subject that affects us all.
It does.
We all get angry at certain stages.
Indeed.
And it is actually tough to deal with it.
It is. Well, what really, I just remembered a time when I was getting my kids ready for school one morning and my daughter and I were having an argument. I can't even remember what the argument was about. But when she left for school, she was cross and I was cross and I stewed about it all day. How dare she say that? And why? And then I was feeling quite mortified by the time I picked her up from school and said, oh, look, I'm really sorry. And she said, what for? What happened? Why are you feeling like that?
So she just let it go.
It just was water off a duck's back for her. I realised I'd made a mountain out of a molehill at one point and she had got on with her day and got over it. But in fact, it's something that a lot of people have to deal with is when people cross you, what do you do?
Mm.
And I'm sure there's people listening this morning who are cross with someone and their final words with them were angry ones. And I've heard terrible stories of people having angry words with their loved ones and then something terrible happens and they...
And you wish you could take it all back.
Wish you could take it all back, or they don't get a chance to take it all back because they end up in a car crash or something terrible goes wrong. And they're regretting the rest of their life that they've said those words to this important person. So how do you deal with that?
It must be different approaches. You're saying about you and your daughter and how she come home like, everything's okay. You know, I'm one who stews on it and stews it.
I was stewing on it.
And I feel like I have to get resolution somehow, you know, and sometimes I just don't feel like I can. And others that I know, they just let it go and they move on. And then when you bring it up again, they're like, what?
What was all that about?
What? Are we still talking about this? You know, where I'm like, I've been thinking about this for the last 24 hours.
Yeah, that's right.
So I guess different approaches, different people.
Well, I suppose, and it's partly to do with our personality types, isn't it? And how we react and respond and what we saw our parents doing and how we responded when we were growing up. There's all those sorts of things that tie into this because it's a very emotive issue. And it's not an easy one to deal with. Sometimes it's simple, but not necessarily. So it's worth thinking about. How do you respond in that situation? Have you got any thoughts, Jason?
Well, I'm just trying to you're thinking about in talking about redeeming angry goodbye. So I'm thinking, does the flowers, does the chocolates work? Does the sorry with a smile work? There's a whole range of things you can do, but really it's that sincerity of the heart going, look, you know, and trying to understand why that person has that point of view is sometimes the hard point is actually taking our eyes off our area of wanting to win that discussion to come back to that point of actually going, why are they thinking like
that? I don't want to win the discussion. I just want the other person to admit they're wrong.
Yep. I think you're finding it's the same thing.
Jenny, what about for yourself though? What things have you learned over the years in this area?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I've realised a lot about my own personal attitude, and my own attitude is the thing that I have to watch out for, isn't it? You can't control the other person's attitude, but you can maintain your own attitude. So taking some time out to just sit down, reflect on it, I find it helpful to write in my journal, although not everyone does that. But you can still think it through because, as Aristotle said, an unexamined life is not worth living. So sit down, think it through. Did the other person have something else going on? Sometimes people get angry because they're hungry or they haven't had enough sleep or
angry.
There's something else going on. And so they might have been reacting to you. You might have been the innocent bystander.
Sometimes you do see someone and you go, that was really irrational.
Mm.
And you wonder, what's going
what
on in
their
life?
What else is going on for them?
What are they dealing with right
now? Yeah, and what Jason said was good too. Get in their own shoes and have a look at their life and see things from their perspective, what's going on for them. So there are a few things you can critically look at and go, okay, well, there's other things going on here, and let's be aware of that. Then there's always coming back to being forgiving. And I think in any long-term relationship, in any situation, you're going to end up rubbing up against people because none of us are perfect. Mm. And so there's always going to be this situation of saying, okay, I forgive them. And that's not letting them off the hook. It's giving you freedom.
I was going to say, forgiveness in so many ways is for yourself rather than for the other person.
Yeah, that's right. So forgiving yourself is really important, forgiving the other person. And sometimes we need God's help to do that. There's no two ways around that because sometimes things do happen which are terrible, awful, awful things. You just see some of the things going on in the media at the moment and you realise that the world is not a good place for a lot of people. Mm. So forgiveness is a huge part of getting over those sorts of things and taking back some of the control those people have had over you by forgiving them.
Yeah, yeah, good stuff. Thank you, Jenny.
That's okay. I've written about this week on my website, so check out treasuringmothers.com to find out a little more about that.
See you next week.
Yes, thanks, Scott. Thanks, Jason.